How's it going?
Give a round of applause for being here. Everyone, come on.
All right. Fantastic. Welcome to the first showing of the first recording of Talk to Strangers with Alan and Dan.
I'm Alan.
I'm Dan. Thanks a lot for being here. Thanks a lot to Pam and
Slinkies.
And
in general.
Slinkies. This is Pam. She'll be your bartender. She's also the owner.
Frickin' tipper, for God's sakes. Tip the shit out of her.
You should tip the lady. Tip the fuck out of that lady. Tip her until she is full of tips.
Keep them pants on. Now, Daniel, what would you like to... You like tell the audience a little bit of the structure of what's going on right now, because they look a little confused.
Yeah. I've been
it feels like they walk into a test that they've like never...
The one
I never studied for.
The question I've been asked most often about this is, what the fuck is it? Because it doesn't have a structure. We don't really know. We just thought it'd be fun to, like, you know, it's like you have a conversation.
All right. Well, basically, what we're doing. we're recording a live podcast with you guys, and it's called Talk to Strangers for a reason. It's because we want to talk to you guys. And we're gonna continue. Yeah. We're going to have a conversation.
So feel free to talk to us and ask us questions.
And if you want to throw in a topic towards us, go ahead.
Basically,
we'll talk about it.
We took bar talk and we mic'd it because we're more important.
Now we also have tonight. We have two stand-up comedians who will be presenting their nice little
stories.
Nice little stories and sets. They're gonna do. Each of them are gonna do 15-minute set.
It's gonna be fun.
And then they're gonna join us and they're gonna start talking and then we're gonna have that.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, we're going to have a bar game, which is...
Ring of Fire. Some people call it, like, circle game. King card game. You know, where, like, two is for you, three is for me, and we drink. We're going to play a drink game, all right? I don't know. I'll explain it when we come to that. I'm not...
Right.
Yeah.
And also, there's a safe word tonight. We're all going to have a safe word, and it's wet food.
Wet food.
Wet food is the safe word tonight.
You know, the most common word ever.
Yes.
Common phrase.
Every time Daniel says wet food tonight, I have to drink.
Yeah.
So if you hear wet food, I have to drink. Make sure that I drink. Point at me and be like, drink.
Yeah.
Got that?
There's
all right, cool. All right, we've got some nods and some...
Got some nods.
And very confused people.
They are awake.
They are awake. And,
we're sure of that.
And they did they take double shot of espresso?
I don't know. Yeah, everyone got their drinks? You got your drinks at the coffee
everyone
shop?
Everyone have drinks.
Everybody have something to drink?
No one has... These two guys over here don't have a drink.
All right. Let's hear it for drinking.
Drinking. Hey, to drinking.
Woo! We're just going to do that periodically so that you guys will actually clap. I'm gonna tell a story that doesn't go well, and I'll be like, "Let's hear it for drinking."
I'm really, honestly, expecting like no one to laugh. Really, honestly.
No, I don't even care, honestly.
I don't care if anyone laughs.
Really, I don't need you people.
So I think. Would you?
It's
that's good. Thank you.
He gets it. He gets me.
So, let's think. Let's
Oh, you know what I forgot? What? I forgot I had I made a jingle for the show. You know, you listen to podcasts, they have a jingle. I forgot to do it because I don't care. But
yeah, well, we might as well just play the jingle for you guys.
Yeah.
Jingle.
Can you
hand
me
jingle.
My mic? Jingle.
No,
okay, we're done with that.
All right. Oh, let's do it again. Jingle. All right.
Ready?
Talking to strangers.
Pretty much it. That's a. It took me a little bit. It took time.
Thank you. That was really nice of you guys.
That
was a warm clap.
Thank you. That
was a warm clap.
And that is the most success I've ever had with music right there. I think the secret is to keep it to 15 seconds.
Correct. Yeah. That's correct. Yeah. That is correct. Let's compare days.
Yeah, this is a segment.
Let's compare days.
We compare days.
This is our segment where, you know, it's the equivalent to BuzzFeed giving itself an enema. So, this is basically...
We'll give you all night to figure that one out. The first person to whisper in my ear, like, I think I understand what he meant by that, will...
Yeah,
I don't have any money, so I'm not going to get you anything. But
I'll buy them a drink if they figure out what BuzzFeed sounds like. When you give them an enema, that's what basically what it's going to be like.
Can you give a business an enema? They are people,
right?
Yeah. Right? Topical.
Topical. Very topical. That was very topical.
Woo!
All right, let's compare days. Okay, yeah. Right. So we're comparing days. So Daniel, tell me about your day.
Oh, well, I.
How was your day better than my day?
Can I talk about a specific day?
Go for it. A specific day. Go for
not
it.
Not to like pat myself on the back, but I recently had a birthday. That's true.
Woo! Happy birthday!
Yeah. I turned 26 on the 26th. That's called your golden birthday.
Which I did not know. He just let me know recently.
Yeah, I missed
out on mine.
When was your golden birthday?
Mine was the 6th. My birthday is September 6th, and I was 6 years old and didn't realize it was a golden birthday.
I think that's the most common response I get to that when I tell people, like, it's my golden birthday. They're like, oh, I had mine when I was 3. Like, sorry you missed out. Do you want to try to take away from my golden experience?
Well,
anyway, my golden birthday was actually pretty spectacular. It was probably not the best birthday I've ever had, because I think your best birthday was the first one.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's the day you were born. Like, that's good. You stopped being non-existent. That's awesome. Every day after that is shittier. After birth, it's just downhill. But my golden birthday was...
And that's how I feel about Gump Week, whenever that comes on.
Gump Week?
You ever, like, on AMC, they play Gump every day of the week.
You mean Forrest Gump?
Yeah, like Forrest Gump. Like Gump Week.
You just call him Gump. Like, he's Gump
Week. Yeah, like, it's really terrible. Like, the first day of Gump Week is always the worst.
24 hours of Forrest Gump. So you could, like, you could be a heroin addict and finally watch all of Forrest Gump.
Finally.
Woo! That's on the heroin addict's mind.
Oh, Jenny.
What goes together like peas and carrots? Anyway, my golden birthday. I'll get to it.
Explain your day.
Okay,
yeah.
It was a fantastic day. My girlfriend, she drove me to New Orleans, and first thing we did actually was go to St. James Cheese Company.
That's where I work, y'all.
And this sweet, sweet man here surprised me with a bottle of wine and a plate of cheese.
Malbec, actually.
And I drank wine and ate cheese with my girlfriend, and it was beautiful. And we decided we would take a walk after we left, and we found ourselves in a park where a single ray of light was shining down. And
like a hobo, like, showed you his asshole? Because that's what they do in New Orleans.
this must have not been New Orleans it was in, because it was a beautiful park. It was like a grove.
Oh, I'm sorry I ruined your day.
I'm sorry, it's my golden birthday and there were no hobos for one day. That was my wish. No hobos for a day. Which is really evil when you think about it, because they get to have it good for a day, and then the next day they're like, alright. Back to the grove. But they cleared out the grove for me on my golden birthday, and we walked through it, and there was, like, the lighting was really nice, and we didn't really talk about anything, because we just had to keep, commenting on how beautiful it was around, and, you know, just kind of, like, enjoyed time with this other person, you know?
Oh,
like,
that's really beautiful. Let's everyone just clap for Daniel, because
it was
a beautiful day.
It was a very adult and enjoyable experience.
Oh, okay, well, I'll tell you about my day.
Tell me, I
went on a date.
Did you?
I went on a date.
I don't believe you.
Well, I went on a date. Okay, guys.
What'd you do on your date?
I do procreate.
That, using that word to describe a date, that's how I know you've never been on a date.
Totally have, though. It's...
All right, wait, I'm sorry. Where'd you go?
You're going to let me compare my day to your day?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Okay, cool. All right. Well, I went...
Sensitive about your procreation.
Well... I went to a Waffle House, and
wait, who'd you go on the date with?
I went to Waffle House, and I ordered two toasts, Raisin Bran.
One for you,
and well, one for me,
the, and one for the other.
One
person.
One for me and one for me.
You went on a date, Alan.
Hey man, hold on. Wait a minute. This is my date. Okay, it's my day. Comparing days here. Anyway, so like, and she, the waitress asked me, like, she came up to me and was like, how are you doing? And I went, oh, well, not so great.
What's
the safety word?
Wet food.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. So basically, you went to Waffle House.
I basically went to Waffle House.
You just ate at Waffle House, which is a bad idea. That sounds like a terrible date.
I brought a book. Well, it was an audio book.
Why don't I believe? Yeah, I was like, I don't believe that either.
It was Eat, Pray, Love. Listen to it on audiobook.
It's really good.
Well, that was fun.
We did Bigger Bear Days.
Yeah. We have another segment.
What's that? What you got?
Compare Dads.
Compare Dads.
All right.
Everyone, round of applause. Compare Dads.
Compare Dads.
Woo! Compare Dads.
All right. Should I start? You should go first.
Okay.
Alan has two dads.
I have. I don't want to talk about this right now.
Let's make this clear. That's okay.
Okay. Okay, so I have two dads, because, boy, the world isn't plentiful, so I decided I was selfish and I needed two dads.
Yeah.
So, I have one dad, who is my birthing dad. He's my birthing dad.
Your birthing dad.
He's the one who birthed me.
You use the word procreation and you refer to your biological father as your birthing dad.
Yeah.
Were you raised, like, with other people, or were you just in front of a TV for 25 years, and then you finally came out today?
Oh, wait. Oh, hey, everyone. So I've actually had, like, an actual social interaction with people. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Man, that's why I watched all 7 days of Gump Week.
All 7 days.
Every single day I watched Gump.
That's a wild commitment to Forrest Gump. Like, Shark Week I hate, but I understand.
How do you understand Shark Week?
I get it. Like, Shark Week, like, it's interesting. We don't know a lot about sharks, and we forget it very quickly.
They have to keep on going every time.
Like, I used to know a lot about sharks, but then, something mildly interesting happened, and it all went out of my head.
Hey, football. Actually, by the way, we need to get on a fantasy football league, by the way.
I will never do that. I won't even joke about doing that. Fuck your fantasies.
Dude, I have won 2 years in a row, okay? Anyone want to start a fantasy football league with me? I promise I do procreate, so. I like playing the field and stuff and talking to women.
I take it back. I don't
want to. Hey, I have my fantasy football bio on Tinder. So if anybody wants to, like, check that out,
you
that's
use
cool.
Tinder to form your fantasy football.
Yeah, like, I have number one, Drew Brees. Obviously, duh. I mean, come on, he's Jesus.
See, here's the thing. I don't want to throw you off track, because this sounds like a great story. But I'm the kind of person, I don't pay attention to sports. I really don't. And so I'm going to ask, who is Drew Brees?
Ooh,
yeah, and everyone's gonna be like, what the fuck? What do you
Come
mean?
On, where do you have no excitement in your life?
Like, I am not a sports person. Look at me.
He does look like Jimmy Buffett right now, I will say that.
These speakers.
Or, I'm sorry, James Buffet.
James Buffet.
James Buffet.
We're not sponsored by James Buffett.
I wish I was, though.
So we can't say his real name.
We can't say his real name.
Yeah, these speakers weigh like 15 pounds, and I had a lot of trouble moving them.
We have these speakers on stools right now, and Daniel was like, should we put these up there? I'm like, all right, whatever. If it falls over during the night, then we're all fucked.
So basically, I'm poor and scrawny, and I don't like sports. That's going to be the name of it.
Poor and scrawny.
I don't like sports. That's if this was just me. And we weren't doing this together.
That would be
the name of this podcast.
Do you consider sex as... I mean, I'm sorry. Procreation a sport?
You know, I never thought of that. I'm a huge sports fan, as it turns out.
If you... I have a fantasy procreation list, if anybody was interested after the show. If you wanted to do a draft, I'm...
Is that your porn bookmarks?
That boy's got a smart mouth on him.
Pam, kick him out. Kick him out.
Kick that boy out. I don't want him around.
I'm just going to become like an indignant southern asshole. Hey, now.
Are we going to start doing southern characters right now?
I don't know.
Should we do southern characters while we're comparing dads? Because we forgot about comparing
our
dads. We don't even give a shit about our dads. It's how shitty of people we are.
Well, I don't. It's not that I don't care about my dad.
I have two dads. You have zero.
I don't know who my dad is. It's hard to compare dads when you have no dad. I went to, I had a principal. I walked.
You had a principal?
He was a
I'm
mayor.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Wet food. I'm just going to drink.
I also watched a lot of James Bond growing up.
Why would you? Did you watch a James Bond marathon?
Like, they actually do have a James Bond marathon, and I watched it as a kid. I did all the time.
Oh, wow. Which one was your favorite James Bond movie?
Obviously, Goldfinger.
Classic choice, yeah. Of course.
It took me a
guy with no dad would pick Goldfinger, duh.
Because that's the one I picked GoldenEye because I laser have, where he's going to, like, get his dick with a laser.
Bro, hold on. I picked GoldenEye because I have two dads, okay? Anyway. Because
you had someone to play video games with.
He didn't want to play video games.
Neither of them?
He wants.
Which one is your favorite dad? Your birthing dad or your...
My... Well,
synthetic dad.
Oh, he... No, that's Stepping Stone's dad. I would call him Stepping Stone's dad. Stepping because,
He takes his little... He takes his time and he, like, gets... Yeah. He walks on the stepping stones just to get to my heart.
You're an asshole. They all had to listen to that just now.
I know they did. You know, stepping stone dads are not me and they're just adjusting.
Yeah, I
they're just adjusting. That's
not
all they're doing.
Not to ruin the illusion, but I do have a dad.
Why'd you have to tell them that?
I just don't want anyone to...
Think that you're an asshole?
Think I'm a liar or anything. They're gonna find out I have a dad and they're like, you said! You said! You didn't.
Okay, so tell me about your dad. Alright, now okay. That we're on compare
my dad's name is Jerry Randall Brooks.
Wow.
He's in his...
Jerry Randall Brooks!
He's in his late 60s.
Jerry Randall Brooks.
He has been talking about how soon he's gonna die since he's 8 years old. My dad constantly brings up the fact that his death is imminent. This is a true story. When I was 8 years old, he was buying a truck, and he brings home the truck. And as a little boy, I'm excited because little boys are stupid and they like trucks. And I'm excited to see the truck, and I'm like climbing in it. And he gets in it, and he's like, "You want to go for a ride?" And he closes the door and grabs my hand and says, "This could be the last truck I ever buy."
Oh my God.
And I'm 8, so I'm like, because they're really good trucks. and then he explained death to me.
Jesus Christ, that's beautiful, man.
Well, if you got to bring it up some way, you might as well.
Oh, hello.
You might as well pin your impending death on the reliability of Chevy.
That's what he had in Chevy.
I don't remember.
Okay. Well, my dad, my birthing dad, for anyone y'all. Didn't know my birthing dad. My birthing dad was very... He's an interesting guy. He
What's
has
his
like,
name?
His name is Jeff. Jeff Singleton.
Jeffrey Allen Singleton, to be precise.
Okay.
If anyone wants to look him up.
My dad didn't give me his name.
Yeah, well, you can look him up and like steal... Okay, so this is what I did for my dad for his 50th birthday, and I'm an asshole. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 60th birthday. So I went online and signed my dad up for like... different things online. I signed him up for the Sunsetter retractable awning. So he got a bunch of ads for like awning that he doesn't have because he needs one. Everyone needs a Sunsetter retractable awning, obviously. And then I think I signed him up for like a, what are those things called? The magic bullet? I signed
like
him up.
Like the super like blender?
Yeah, no, I signed him up for the Margaritaville, or got him on a good payment plan so he could pay at least $25 a month so he could pay for it in full. He got that. And then I sent him some coupons for Lowe's and Home Depot because they're basically the same thing. Why not?
That's a lot of effort, though. That's pretty thoughtful.
I forgot what else I signed him up for. It's kind of like...
Did you sign up for Match?
Match.com. Oh, I did! I did set him up for Match.com, even though he has a wife. Might as well go bold, you know?
She could die.
Hey, you know, I've never been to a swingers club. Have any of you been to swingers clubs? Because...
You just bulldozed over my "your mom is gonna die one day" comment. You're like, no, she's not.
No, I accepted it.
I like my brain processed it real fast. Like, yep, I know. All right, so go on. Let me check what time it is.
Oh yeah, because it can't just be us, you know.
No, it can't. How about we call?
Yeah, you guys ready for some like some real comedy?
Some real comedy.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Let's welcome our first guest tonight.
He's very funny.
Very funny. Hilarious.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have picked him.
Obviously.
And he's also not a stranger. He's actually a really good friend.
We handpicked these guys.
We did.
We handpicked
them.
They're
like little cherries. Except they talk and they have feelings and they're going to die.
Okay.
Oh, God. One day. I'm sorry. I just feel like we need to be clear about that.
He's the dark one. I'm the mysterious one. All right. Let's welcome to the stage, Travis Edwards, everyone.
Travis Edwards.
That was way too much excitement for what's about to happen. This show can...
Oh, wait, sorry, no. When a comedian comes up, you're supposed to play music for him. Go back there.
Go back. Wait, redo this. Redo this.
Okay.
Rewind.
Jingle.
Play the jingle. Okay.
You ready?
All right, let's redo this.
All right.
Everyone, welcome to the stage, Travis Edwards. Bit time.
That's what that song sounds like at the end of Gump Week. All right. Well, this show could not be more appropriately named because I don't think I know pretty much anybody here except for Alan and Dan, and they did probably too much talking. It's about the BuzzFeed enema thing. I'm going to be thinking about that all night.
Dude, if you can explain it to anyone, like, you're free. You're totally cool with that.
I welcome you. Whoa. I welcome anyone to come up here and explain that.
If someone gives the best definition for that, I will honestly buy you the best drink in this fucking bar.
How do you even...
I will. I promise. I have a Garrett fucking tea.
How do you even find the butthole of BuzzFeed? I feel like it's mostly diarrhea.
BuzzFeed
anyway.
Is the butthole of BuzzFeed. Okay?
This is true. I'm going to stand up. Stand up comedy, guys.
Woo!
Get all night. Going from sitting to this position.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
So I didn't realize that you had to have a mustache to be part of this show. Otherwise, I definitely wouldn't have made the cut.
We're huge Jimmy Buffett fans.
We'll edit that out later.
we're just going to have Alan's voice saying James Buffet every time Jimmy Buffett comes up. James Buffet.
James Buffet.
Which, by the way, would be an awesome for like a Chinese buffet. James Buffet.
Motherfucker, why are you talking to us? Yeah, talk to him!
You have an audience!
I don't know. I thought that's how this show was run.
It's whatever you're going to join us in a minute. Don't worry.
I'm super excited about that. What was I saying? Mustache, that's right. I tried to grow them. I haven't shaved in 6 years, you guys. Six years, and this is the best I can do. Save ridiculous amounts of money, though. I'm not buying razors.
Why did you shave?
Why did I shave? I felt like everybody else was doing it, and I just wanted to know what it was like. It's pretty much that scene from Home Alone, and that was like based off my life. Where I just rubbed the aftershave on my face and then screamed. Anybody here on Tinder? Anybody use Tinder? That guy's on Tinder. Stay off Tinder.
Single clap. Yeah.
Stay off Tinder.
I don't believe any of you. You all have Tinder. You all have Tinder.
Or actually, I got matched with Waffle House.
Weird.
That is weird. I love that my hecklers have microphones at this show. That's my favorite part. And then, like, I make that part of my set. Anyways, let's not talk about Tinder. Tinder sucks. I've thought about working out recently. Like, I thought that might help me with my game. But the problem is that, like, to work out, I'd have to get a gym membership. And the whole point of going to a gym is that you want to, like, impress women mostly. And I'm not impressing anybody because I can barely pick up those speakers behind me. If I'm bench pressing 65 pounds, I'm just looking like a giant pussy. Plus, I wear dress shoes like 90% of the time, and that doesn't look good at the gym. Dress socks get sweaty fast, you guys.
Wow.
Sometimes I'm funny. Sometimes I'm off. He's mercy ruling me right now. He just.
For anyone who's gonna watch this later, Daniel pretty much just shined light in his face.
Yeah, Daniel just shined a light in my face. And for those of you who have never performed stand-up comedy, whenever someone shines a light at you, that's code word for get the fuck off the stage. So he just politely told me get the fuck off the stage.
In the best possible way.
In the nicest possible way. All right. Well, I'm gonna end on this last joke right here. Alan went on a date to Waffle House, you guys. Thank you very much.
Travis Edwards.
Travis Edwards, everyone.
Lord.
Come join us. Come join us. Come over here.
Come join us, buddy.
Come join us.
Where's my microphone?
Here
over
here.
Right here.
Is it open?
Yeah, it's on. God, that was uncomfortable.
They were loving it. They looked like they really enjoyed it.
Nah, they...
My boys right here. My designated boys. How y'all feel about that? Huh?
Is he in the room? Oh,
yeah.
That's right there.
It was great.
He said it was great.
Yeah. You have designated
boys? What would you give it
boys?
Yeah, they're my designated boys of the night. What would you say you give that on Yelp?
On Yelp.
What would you say?
Anonymous review.
This is so mean, what you're doing right now.
This is the best.
What would your username be on Yelp? Question.
Oh God, that's a tough question. Maybe this guy sucks. I don't know.
This guy sucks. I remember that guy. He was on Amazon.com. I read his reviews. Pretty good.
Yeah.
He was well worded and everything.
That's like everyone's MO on the internet though.
What?
Everyone has a username just so they can say someone else sucks.
This guy sucks. Well, maybe he could be talking about himself. Like, this guy sucks. This guy sucks.
Hey, this guy.
This guy sucks.
Free drinks
and everything.
Why is it that the internet is a place of hate?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You know, I asked myself that, but then... Because, like, it's just littered with just... There's a video...
Have any of you actually met anyone on Reddit? No one?
No one?
Has anyone ever met anyone on Reddit?
Like, you talk to somebody on Reddit and then you meet up with them in real
life? Yeah, like an actual Reddit meetup. Has anyone here met anyone on Reddit?
I have.
Really?
What was that like?
What was it like?
Wait, I found a roommate on Reddit.
You met a roommate on Reddit?
Come here.
Come talk to us for a second. This is interesting.
Sit down.
What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Madeline.
Madeline?
You can hold that.
Okay, Madeline.
You're gonna have to.
Yeah. Okay. You're gonna have to.
So you met your roommate on Reddit. Was that why you went looking?
Talking
for
to the microphone.
Okay.
Don't be a simpleton.
You went looking for.
Talking to the microphone.
Yeah, I have a few questions.
Were you on Reddit and you stumbled into a roommate?
Yeah, it was like, hey, I really like that video of cats. Me too. Do you think we could live together? We could watch cats together when we're not at work.
Are we in similar locations that we could make this happen?
That's all right, how did it happen?
Okay, so are they really as mean as they you know, give themselves the, I don't know. There's thing, there's subreddit called stand-up shots, and I did a stand-up shot of myself, and like, it's like, what? And like, I remember one Redditor was like, why do comedians keep on fucking putting stand-up shots? They're not even funny.
See, that's the thing that drives me crazy. Like, what is it, the thing where it's like, there's content, and then there's most of the, like,
2% of the internet is actual content. The rest is just people shitting on everything.
Why
do we do that?
Why is everyone so angry?
Why is everyone so angry?
That's what I want.
I think it's because Evan Rabelais is the one posting the stand-up shots.
Yeah.
That's why everybody shits on it.
It's true.
We all just watch me fail.
Okay.
All
right. See, so because I asked myself that, and then
we're forgetting about our stranger.
You're in this now. Sorry.
Yeah, just feel free to
this
try,
is
man.
This okay, guys? This is what makes Talk to Strangers a beautiful thing. We have an actual stranger,
and then we ignore her.
And then we ignore her.
What was your name again? I actually forgot.
I actually forgot too. I have no idea what your fucking name is.
Madeline? Was that it?
We are as... Oh, that was good.
We are the meanest assholes on Reddit.
She just downvoted the podcast.
Yes. All right, get off. All right, Reddit applause.
I'm so sorry. Madeline, I'm sorry. I did remember your name.
We invited her up here and heard none of her story. Literally zero of it.
She did not say that it was based on a cat video, and I'm happy with that.
That is very good.
Wait, what? I'm sorry.
Come back up.
Wait, hold on. What was your username, though?
I'm LSU girl.
That's really basic. Hashtag basic bitch.
Was there no numbers or letters? Like, you're the original LSU. Was it like girls with a Z or something?
No.
Was he LSU?
Everything.
No. LSU everything.
And he posted as LSU girl and found this guy.
That's really.
And pretended to be me.
Did he turn out to be weird? Like,
did you mistaken your AIM screen name for your Reddit name?
No.
Because AIM is gone now.
What was the weirdest thing about your Reddit roommate?
He told me. He told me that he knew how to pick hog tie things.
He wanted to hog tie you?
No,
you met a guy on Reddit who hog tied things.
Hog tied things?
He didn't even say hogs, it's just things.
Did he ever hog, like, was the refrigerator ever hog tied when you woke up?
Oh my god.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Okay, you can go back to your seat now.
You've been
here.
A wonderful guest, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget.
Let's hear it for Madeline.
Everyone, Madeline! For being a trooper.
Madeline, if it makes you feel better, you got a microphone and literally said nothing into it and got 10 times more laughs than I did trying to tell you.
That is very true. It's very true.
You did not do well.
It's okay. It happens.
I'm sorry.
Travis mentioned that I went to Waffle House at least 4 times.
You don't have to tell me I didn't do well. I think their stunning silence told me that I didn't do well.
I, the last 4 times I've gone on stage at the station on Wednesday nights.
Everyone, hey, by the way, we got some comedians here tonight. Yeah. Go see them on station on Wednesday nights.
And they also do other
very
things,
funny. Very funny people. Very funny. Round of applause. Very funny.
He just tried to kill himself with his
fingers.
He just did himself. Or he's bullying it. No.
No, sir. No,
no
sir.
No,
sir.
No, like, I've bombed the past 4 times I've gone on stage. I have not been doing well lately. That's why this was a really strange idea to want to do, because I've been funny.
I'm bombing on stage, and why am I not just doing a live podcast in front of a bunch of strangers I don't even fucking know?
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's totally cool. We just met this wonderful, beautiful human being named LSU fan.
LSU girl.
I'm sorry, LSU girl. My bad. Would you see?
Interesting clue, living with people who hog tie things.
Hog tie, just things. That's not
all right. Okay, so here's
our next segment.
Next segment, guys. Okay, we're going to talk about something y'all want to talk about. Everyone, if y'all want to throw a topic our way, we'll talk about it. Anyone, topics.
If it's a shitty topic, I'm just going to talk about
it. Biggest dildo you've ever seen.
Next topic.
Alright. Here's this young man back here. A little background about him. He's not a stranger. His name is Blake. He makes food at Carrabba's, and it's okay.
Hi, Blake.
Now, he's a stranger to me, so I don't know.
Yeah, he's a stranger.
Now, what's your topic?
Exotic animals.
What?
Exotic animals.
Exotic animals?
Okay.
There's big dildos, exotic animals.
I'll bite. Okay.
Strange porn.
Strange porn. Anyone else?
Dead puppies.
Dead puppies. Jesus Christ.
I feel like these are all in the same category.
This is, okay, look, I like exotic
this
animals.
This is a very diverse fucking crowd.
I have a response to exotic animals, actually. The other day, I went to a get-together with my girlfriend where she revealed to me...
Just to be clear, when you say your girlfriend, you're not talking about Alan.
I'm not talking
you're
about
Alan. You're not talking about me.
Originally,
okay.
When you said about the cheese and wine, it kind of sounded like you were hearing it.
Yeah, no. No,
he wanted to make love.
My
to
girlfriend
me.
Revealed to me that she wants a pet mantis. Like a prey, you know, like the bugs that are everywhere.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know at all.
Would she keep it like in an aquarium type?
I think the plan was just like to have it.
Would it be on a leash?
Well, I had a drug dealer that had a ferret. Does that count?
I think everyone?
Okay, never mind.
Everybody's drug dealer has a ferret.
That's a rule.
Is that true?
If you have a ferret,
the only way you
buy nature
yeah, because
drugs.
They smell so bad, you just have to cover it up with like the fact that you don't shower. Because
it's so dank. Because 420,
so
y'all.
Yeah.
420, y'all. Dank weed, y'all. I got a ferret, y'all. Whatever.
Now,
fuck it.
Now I'm going to downvote our podcast.
I can't wait to drink that Four Loko, y'all.
The ferret's name was probably 420.
I would name my ferret Floco.
We're describing a character on the show Friends right now. This is such a lame, boring character. Oh, he's a pot dealer. He's a ferret. His name's 420. He's like, and then Chandler.
His name is 420?
Yeah.
The name of the pot dealer is 420.
No, the ferret's name is 420.
The name of the ferret is 420.
The pot dealer's name is like...
Actually, I was going to...
Sharon. I had to make up a name. Shereng.
I knew that I
whatever. Ironically, we kind of...
We'll edit that out.
Yeah, I'll edit that one out.
It's whatever.
It's whatever. Anyway, I remember I used to smoke a... I realized that I smoked a lot of weed when I realized that I wanted to name my cat Fourth Meal.
Did you find
that? That was really bad.
Did you find your cat in a Taco Bell dumpster?
No, I just wanted to name him... And then I realized I wanted to name him Gordita... Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
I would have gone quesadilla.
This is left field, but remember when the movie Godzilla was strongly sponsered by the Taco Bell Gordita?
Matthew Broderick?
Which version
of Godzilla?
No, not the new Godzilla, the one with Matthew Broderick and Leon the Professional.
Wait, and it's got that Sean Puffy? Sean Puffy?
Yeah, and the Jimmy Page Puff Daddy mash.
Oh, there was... Okay, I had the soundtrack when I was a kid. The
Me
Godzilla,
too!
The Godzilla soundtrack.
Jamiroquai was on that shit, man. This is why we're...
No, no, no. Green Day was on that
Green
shit.
Green Day was on that shit.
It was an edited... It was a remix version of Brain Stew. Brain Stew, and it had Godzilla in the background and like...
That was Green Day's version of a remix. Just it's the song, but then Godzilla...
And then Godzilla was like...
Yeah.
That should be your new podcast intro song.
You should sample that. You should sample Godzilla.
I like the jingle, by the way, but yeah, there should be more.
Thank
Godzilla
you, man. That's
there
really good. Daniel worked really hard on that jingle.
It's good. I did.
I actually did. I'm not kidding. I worked at all on that jingle.
All right. Anyone? New topic.
I want to talk about something.
U.S. Russia relations.
What?
U.S. Russia relations.
No.
Whoa.
No. Look, I gotta talk about this. This is something that I'm going through right now, and a lot of my friends are going through. And it's fortunate that we all decided to do it at the same time, because that means there's actually a chance that we might. But you were just smoking a cigarette, and I was thinking, wow, I really want one. And I am making like the strongest bid to quit smoking I've ever had in my life.
Right? Nice. Hey, we talked about this the other day.
This is the hardest thing I've ever done.
It's really,
that's really
shitty.
It's
the most
childish
sucks,
addiction to have. It's just because you seriously.
That really sucks, man. I can't.
How long can you
really...
do without a cigarette?
Oh, good question. I have an app for that.
You time it.
There's an app for cigarettes.
I have an app for when I take a poop.
It's been 4 days, 20 hours, 48 minutes since I've had a cigarette.
Everyone, round of applause for Dan.
Hey,
Dan is not smoked that long. And a bird for you, man.
Wait, that didn't work out. Oh, okay. So the two other people that were supposed to be quitting are now smoking cigarettes as we speak.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Sharing is caring, right?
It is so stupidly hard to quit smoking. And see, this is why no one quits smoking, because everyone has to be obnoxious.
I love
it. Oh, you're going to quit?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
smoking.
I'm a smoker. Look, my heart hurts. I'm 26. It's too soon for that shit. I woke up this morning and my lungs were just like... That actually made that noise. I'm not exaggerating. That was my first...
first breath of the day.
You know what's funny is that we were talking, we got a topic of Russian relations, and we started talking about cigarettes.
That's because everybody in Russia is smoking right now.
Well, they have to be, right?
I mean, that's the only way to stay
warm. It's very cold.
Yeah.
It's very cold. All right, next topic, guys, next topic.
We're done with that, Ben.
Yeah, what's up?
Corn!
Corn?
The band.
The band Corn?
Because you look like you listen to Corn, no offense. Like, you're the kind of person that whenever you say the vegetable corn, everyone assumes you mean corn backwards R.
What?
Everyone.
Did you listen to a Corn CD on your way here? Be honest with us.
I didn't listen to anything.
He didn't.
You don't listen to anything?
Because Corn only releases CDs.
Wait, come up here.
By now.
Come up here. Come up here.
Wait, are you with Madeline? Are we really doing this?
Wait, is that your girlfriend? Are you the roommate?
Are you the roommate?
On a daily basis.
Are you your roommate?
Huh? Not really. Not anymore.
He is cavalier about this.
Did he just scream? What I think he just screamed?
Did he say David?
You want that microphone right there?
Yeah, get the microphone.
Grab that microphone.
We won't allow you to say anything.
Oh, I have a bad feeling about this. I don't know about this.
You got fucked up now.
Oh, what's your name, man?
My name is Corn.
His name is Corn! The band Korn! Like Jonathan Head, the lead singer of Korn?
I don't know who that is because I don't listen to Korn.
You
don't?
But why did you bring up Korn?
Wait, were you talking about the vegetable?
Yeah. I was talking about the vegetable Korn.
No, you weren't. We've already established
that. I was.
How do you like to eat Korn? You like it on the cob, off the cob?
I prefer my Korn on the cob.
On the cob. You look like an on the cob guy. Yeah.
On the cob! Round of applause for
on the cob!
I like on the cob. Corn. You don't eat corn?
You should eat corn.
You should eat corn. It's a pretty good vegetable.
Yeah. I'm just thoroughly weirded out by just how interested in corn you are.
It's a sign of masculinity.
Why is it that?
What? What did you just say?
Why is it that?
Get the fuck out of here. What did you say?
Yeah, your
corn increases virility.
Why is it that through thousands of years of humans eating corn, we still can't digest it properly?
Are you like...
Because corn doesn't give a fuck about your digestive system.
That's very true.
If I eat corn on the cob, I shit out corn on the cob.
Corn is way funnier than you, Travis.
Corn is a creative force.
Are you sponsored by corn?
Did
a corn company send you here?
Right.
Don't believe them. Hey. Everyone should eat corn, though.
Go talk about
I feel
corn.
Like you need a tinfoil hat right now, man.
I feel like we need to know about your dad.
I gotta ask a question. Do you own a ferret?
I don't own a ferret, but I'm interested in owning a ferret.
Of course! It's my drug dealer, everyone! Round of applause for my drug dealer, Corn!
Right. Oh, Corn!
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
If you haven't eaten corn today,
that was
he just makes me nervous. He makes me so nervous.
Dude, don't fucking fellate the microphone, man. It's not a corn on a cob.
That's the vitamins. Eat corn every day.
That was the weirdest fucking corn in Jane.
Yeah, that's the same. That was
Oh god. Okay. Now he's staying here, and he's talking about corn. And that is how Talk to Strangers with Alan and Dan got derailed. A guy who was really into corn.
Over and over again.
Just when I thought.
I'd like to dedicate this to corn.
No, you're done, we're done with your corn. Just when I thought my comedy was going
to. All right.
Just when I thought my comedy was going to be the end of this show, he one-upped me.
I am just.
Can we.
Does he work at the Raw Shop?
I think. Just, fuck it.
Or is it the High Times place? I don't know.
Either way. Do we want to bring up another comedian?
Yes, we do, actually. Let's do that. How about Travis introduce
this
him?
Do me a favor. Hang on a second.
Wait, yeah. Travis, you introduce him.
All right, everybody. Your first comedian of the night.
Wait a second. All right, go ahead.
Your first comedian of the night. The actually funny... Nick Porcia, everybody!
I'm ready to play!
Karaoke.
Okay.
Yeah.
The end, coach.
I'm ready to play.
Today.
All right, go ahead.
We're fucking changing shit up
in the comedy world.
That's right.
You can't do someone with hip hop or anything.
How are you guys doing tonight?
John Fogerty song.
Me too. That's about it.
All right, go for it.
So, I was thinking about saying something about the guy that was just up here, but that might make him come back, so I'm just going to go do the jokes. I can't see my notes, so I don't have any jokes right now. So...
Oh, hello there.
I cut right between me. So, I got a haircut about a week ago, and I go to a barber shop that's predominantly black because I have very nappy hair. And it's very interesting going there as a white person because it's kind of like a cultural exchange there. They teach me about like the struggle in the hood and stuff like that, and I explain Carrot Top and Celine Dion. One of the things I most recently learned there was that I can't be a gangster, which I know is a shock to everybody, but while they were talking about it, it just seems like way too much work. Like, there's too much keeping involved. From what I hear, you gotta keep it real, you gotta keep it tight, gotta keep it cool, gotta keep it fresh, keep it on the up and up, and keep it on the down low. And I can't even keep a job, so like, if I'm supposed to do this on my own time, that's not gonna happen. I'm gonna check the next joke. Normally I have it right next to me, so I can like seamlessly do it, but it's back here now, so. Have I asked yet how you guys are doing? Yeah? Yeah? You guys are doing good?
They're probably weirded out.
I'm just really interested. I'm still thinking about corn. Don't mention it. He's gonna come back. Stop it. Yeah.
Get your fucking tinfoil hat, then come back on stage.
I'm just asking because, like, one guy over there was gonna kill himself, so I'm making sure you guys are good.
It's probably gonna be me.
It's gonna be me.
I was, I'm not doing good, and it's not because of the show. This isn't helping, though. I got some pretty bad depression. I've had it for about 2 years, and I just had like a relapse of it, and it was my girlfriend's fault. Accidentally, she made me realize how depressed I was because I did a show and it didn't go well. You guys are kind of, it's sort of like this. And it didn't go well, so when she asked me, how'd the show go, and I said it didn't go well, she immediately turned from like a casual just human being I was talking to as if she was trying to like talk me off a ledge or something. I was like, the show didn't go too well, and she was like, listen, Nick, you're important and you matter to people. I love you, and there's gonna be more shows, and you're gonna knock them dead. Like, well, thank you. I didn't think I needed that kind of encouragement, but if this is how you see me, I definitely need this all the time now.
I'd like to talk to your girlfriend at the end of the night.
All right, yeah, she'll help you. She'll make you feel better.
Come on, Mike.
Listen.
Did you cut your mic? Mike?
Yeah, so I've had depression for a while now, and it's been pretty bad. Let me check my notes just to make sure how bad it is before I tell you. I can see why she thinks I'm like, or I can see why she would check on me because I am a pretty sad human being. Like, if I can't sleep at night, what I do to go to sleep is I listen to clips of people on Reddit pretending to cuddle with me as if I don't feel alone. And, like, that's not a joke. That's just how I get to sleep at night. And keep in mind, this is me in a, like, fulfilling and happy relationship. So, like, I'm scared to figure out what's going to happen when I'm no longer in one of those. I'm just going to, like, serial murder prostitutes and, like, nail their clitorises to a wall or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, one of the things that stopped me or helped me with my depression is Boy Scouts. I almost committed suicide, but Boy Scouts of America saved my life because you got a Boy Scout in your hand, so... the thing that saved it was I was never in the Boy Scouts, so I don't know how to tie a noose to hang myself. My girlfriend is studying to be a doctor, and she told me she's gonna work with the human brain, and she told me that depression comes, it's like not a thing you can really work on personally. It's sort of a like chemical imbalance in your head, which makes sense to me because like the me hating myself has always been more instinctual than personal. Like, you know when you're having a bad day and you go to a McDonald's and you just decide it's the guy in front of you's fault? So you just spend your entire time hating him? That's how I see myself, like, all the time. It's just like, hey, you suck. And I'm like, why? It's like, I don't know, you're just a piece of shit. I'll work on that. Thanks. Another thing is that my girlfriend helps me with my depression because she's got it too, so like it kind of like plays off of it. We're able to like understand each other. But she's also a very competitive person, so what we end up doing is having these like matches where we try to one-up each other on how sad we are, and she always wins because she's much sadder than me. So like, there's she's talking right now because she doesn't want to hear the joke I'm saying because she doesn't like it. I don't like the joke either, so we're done with that one. I want to get some
really
tonight,
classy,
and that was not
classy bit.
You'll hear that some other time. No, you won't. I was in Walgreens the other day. For the only reason an 18-year-old would be in Walgreens, I was buying condoms. That's like a thing you wouldn't think would be a story, but it is. It takes a lot to buy condoms. Like, first off, I had to find them, and I was trying to think of where to look for it. So I was like, okay, if I made a Walgreens, where would I put condoms? And I was checking like men's health or men's care or like the medicine section. Turns out you gotta go to like the baby food aisle to find condoms. And that's just a bizarre choice for me. Like, in retrospect, it would make it hard to get it up when I'm putting it on. I'm just like, well, that's gonna happen possibly. When I finally got to the condoms, I had to figure out which one to get. And there's like a million of them. And I have no idea how to do any of them because I've just recently started having sex now that I have a girlfriend. Thank you. It's not that huge of a feat, Travis. But yeah, like there's, like, I know not to get the Magnums because those are just for black guys. But other than that, I'm at a loss. I decided I wanted to get the Rip for her pleasure because, you know, I'm a considerate guy. So I wanted to make it for her. But I didn't get them because on the box, Trojan has a slogan that said, "Feels like nothing's there." And I'm the kind of guy that has to, like, check the locks on my house 10 times before I can leave. So I don't want it to feel like nothing's there. It always has to feel like there's something there. I want my condoms laced with wool, just so it's always just holding on to be super tight. But yeah, speaking of sex, my girlfriend is really into role-playing, and every time we have sex, she pretends she's having an orgasm, so... But yeah, we were talking about like our different fantasies and things we wanted to do, and it was at this point I realized that my girlfriend is way kinkier than I am. She's got all these ideas and stuff like that. She goes on for like 20 minutes on the stuff she wants to do. And then she's like, "What do you want?" And I was like, "I guess all that. I don't know. I've got no idea." Call me crazy, but my fetish is penis into vagina over and over again until I'm finished. I'm just kinky like that. So yeah, she just started coming to see me do stand-up. And because of that, I'm not having sex anymore. So I've been watching like more porn. There's weird stuff on there. There's lots of weird stuff. Like I've seen like weird like tentacle stuff. I've seen elderly porn, bestiality. I saw a black dude one time. It wasn't good. Look, there's no black people in the audience right now. I don't mean to seem racist, but you can be comfortable here. Also, I've had sex with a black man, so I'm allowed to say these things. And I swallowed, so no one could call me racist. That's a true story. I did sleep with a black man. I didn't want to, but you know, slavery, so take it to the team. That's how it works. I did the blowjob, so now I can make black people jokes. 4 more, and I can say the N-word, and I get a free pair of Air Jordans. In case that joke didn't tip you off, I'm bisexual. Yeah, but I've only had sex with one guy as opposed to 4 women, so my dad's only 20% ashamed of me. One of the things I have to deal with being bisexual is I have to admit the fact that I can suck dick better than my girlfriend, which is a weird, like, place to be in your life. My girlfriend told me one time, she's like, "I really wish you'd stop telling that joke." And I said, "I really wish you'd get better heads, so how about you help us both out?" I'm just kidding. I used to tell that joke. I do it less often because she got better. In case you don't believe me, when she breaks up with me when I get off stage, talk to her and find out. yeah. So, I'm gonna do a joke that I'm gonna do my girlfriend's favorite joke now to kind of like counteract with it. So my girlfriend has really bad periods, like awful
Jesus
ones.
Christ.
Like, if I had to describe her period with a time period, it would be the Jurassic one, cause it's like lots of blood, yelling, and she spits on Newman from Seinfeld. I should be nicer to her, because she really is amazing, and she puts up with me, and there's a lot to put up with. Like, she's way too okay with all the things that are wrong with me. Like, for instance, I'm a bisexual transgender with really bad depression, and she's, like, okay with it and says she loves me. So, I'm not saying I'm not grateful, I'm just saying she's probably a serial killer, is what I'm saying. You guys are uncomfortable. Is it because I said I was transgender? Probably. Okay.
Explain.
Okay, I was going to. That's my next joke, actually. Psychologically, where I'm at right now is I consider myself a woman trapped in a man's body. And up north, the word for that is transgender. Down south, you guys don't have a word for it yet. You just throw rocks at me until I go away. That was a tough conversation to have with a girlfriend. If you think you have problems talking to your girlfriend, that's a hard one. Having to sit her down and just being like, listen, you're a lesbian, I'm sorry. It's just... a weird thing that happened when I told her, though, was that she said, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Which doesn't help the confidence, you know? It's like... There's one thing that will emasculate you more than anything else, and it's hearing the woman you love say, yeah, you look like the kind of guy that's uncomfortable with a penis at all times. Next page of jokes. So, somebody asked me one time why I don't shave my beard if I'm transgendered, and it's mainly because, like, sitting down and, like, being terribly upset about my self-image is a lot easier than standing up and shaving. So, like, it's mostly just, like, self-hatred is easier and less effort. It takes less effort to do. Another reason is my girlfriend told me that her favorite thing about me, like, physically is my facial hair. And that's kind of hard to deal with when, like, your girlfriend's favorite part of you is, like, the symbol of everything that you find wrong with you. It's like, I can either shave my beard and stop having sex, or keep it and cry myself to sleep every night. Either way, I've got tissues right by the bedside. Let's see. I take a lot of those online quizzes on the internet, like BuzzFeed and stuff like that. I do it mainly because I'm transgendered, so if someone's gonna make fun of me, it's not gonna be for the online quizzes. That's like a thing I can just deal with. Like, no one's gonna be like beating me up in the parking lot after tonight and be like, yeah, you're an abomination to the Lord. Also, why did you take that what 1980s movie are you? That was weird. I got Back to the Future, though, so I'm pretty happy about that. Another weird thing about being transgender, I have to tell my father that, and that didn't go over too well. He just sort of looked at me and said, like, I don't even have a son anymore. And I said, thanks for understanding, man. That's really cool of you. That's my time, everybody. Thank you. Where do I sit now?
Anywhere you want.
God, I was like, wait, it's over. Ah, damn it.
Hey, I'll sit on here. So am I back on the mic?
We okay. Back.
All right, hey, everyone.
I'll sit here.
Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, I cut both of your mics because you were just going to heckle him the entire
time. I'm going to heckle him? Who's talking to him?
Yeah, he's trying. That's called
that's
heckling,
what,
you
that's
fucking
what every
asshole.
Drunk person says, too.
I was just helping the
Jesus.
Show.
That was
just
what every
all
ever
right.
Says ever.
All right.
I was participating.
Okay, so I got a topic. I was thinking about it during the entire time you were on there.
Glad I was captivating.
No, you were captivating, for sure. Because I was thinking about procreating again.
God damn it.
Does everybody else get a little uncomfortable every time Alan says that?
I think
procreating is just sitting at Waffle House.
Yeah. It's definitely that.
It's not procreating until the waitress comes.
It's when I make my sausage link into a heart.
Yeah.
And then she goes,
to the back, and she's like, he orders two pieces of toast every time. It's so sad. It's like he's waiting for someone.
Exactly. Okay, so, okay, everyone. Hello, everyone again. So this is my topic for tonight. My topic.
Corn!
Hey, wait for it.
Corn!
Hey, wait for it.
Let's all clap
and
for that
corn guy just left. Woo! I just want to make it very known that,
Oh my God. Jesus.
I'm not even trying to hide that he makes me very uncomfortable. Am I making that clear?
I paid that guy $10 to be worse than I was tonight. So.
actually, that corn bit.
That corn bit was pretty good.
I laughed twice during the corn bit.
That's two more than
okay, so my topic of the night is like the craziest thing you ever said during sex.
What are
craziest
we?
Thing you've ever said during sex?
Mine was, what are we?
So what are we? What is this? What are we
during?
Doing? You said, what are we
yeah,
doing?
You know that thing. It's like, so are we dating?
Isn't that before or after?
It was right during. It was very important.
During the middle?
Yeah, it was just like...
He meant to ask the question earlier. And he was
yeah.
just like, hold on,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
What is this?
So where are we in this relationship? Like, come on. Like, I know... Like,
wait,
you
said
to,
that mid-thrust?
You don't want to put a name on it, but I mean, come on. Just so I know. Because I feel guilty because the other day I got this girl's number. I just want to know, you know... During sex.
Was the answer to that question going to determine how the rest of the sex works?
Oh, it's a rhetorical question.
Okay.
That guys ask women because they're idiots. That's not...
I imagine her answer was finished. And then like,
yeah.
She's just nothing. Slapped off her hands and left.
Wait, you're the craziest thing they said to you during sex? Or you said, like, I'm finished?
No,
I mean, her answer
to the question was finished.
Were you like, God on the seventh day, you're like, I'm finished? That's the craziest thing I've said during sex.
Craziest thing I've said during sex would probably be, like, it would have to be in context. Immediately following Don't Stop, the words, I'm sorry, and then buried my head. And then burying my head.
I'm sorry.
Oops. Well, because I forgot to like say I'm close, so it was just like
I'm close.
I didn't say that, so it was
okay.
Like I'm about to finish, and then she said don't stop way before that was an option. Like it was way too late for that to be an option, so it was just immediately after I'm sorry, and then just hung my head down.
So how many times did you get a pregnant that night?
Ain't no shame.
I got a pregnant twice that night.
He was wearing the woolly condom, so yeah.
Oh, the woolly condom, right. That's one that sticks. <It's the> one.
What's the craziest thing you've ever said during sex?
I was thinking about the craziest thing I've ever said during sex is probably I shouldn't have eaten chicken shawarma and cheese fries today.
You said that out loud.
You said that during sex.
I cramped up and it was like, ugh. And then I did. That was the end of sex for me that day. That was it. That was the end.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
The craziest thing I ever said during sex was, I'm going to steal all your shit.
Is there context, or did you just
I was going to steal all of her shit. Like, her old iPod Mini, I wanted to steal it.
Trying to, like, up the ante. Were you, like, guys, were you guys into, like, some real, like...
And then I was going to tell her, I'm going to poison your cat.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was in mid-thrust, and I was like, I'm going to poison your cat.
I mean, you had to start with, like, I'm gonna smack your ass. Do you want that? And she's like, yes, I do. If anything, people are very punctual.
Did you point when you're like,
yes, I do.
I'll have one ass smack, please, thank you.
But, like, you kept having one it up the ante until you were just like, oh, I'm gonna your dad and tell him that you're dying.
I'm gonna punch a hole in your wall and you won't get your security deposit back.
Oh.
That's a good one. I'm using that accent.
That's pillow talk. That's
hey,
yeah. talk,
my boys.
Talk dirty to me.
That's sexy.
Boys, what's the craziest thing y'all said during sex?
Embarrassing.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever you feel like revealing about yourself.
Can you guys hear me from there?
Yeah, I can hear
you. So I meant to say, I think, do you like it? What does it feel like? Or does it feel good? And what came out of my mouth was, what's it feel good?
What's it feel good?
What's it feel good?
To which she said, what? And then I repeated, what's it feel good? And that kind of ended it right there.
I like that you.
And that is BuzzFeed Enema.
Hold on. BuzzFeed Enema is an awkward conversation. conversation during sex.
I've said some pretty bad things during sex, but I don't think there's ever anything you can say that'll just end it immediately.
No, if you say I shouldn't have eaten chicken shawarma and cheese fries because I have a cramp.
Well, you're cramping. That's we should stop because you're cramping.
No, there's definitely things you can say that end sex.
Not to me.
Really? Because I mean, I will say anything. I will tell you that like. Maybe the sex didn't end, but it definitely wasn't great
right.
after I said,
if you're like, so what are we?
Where is this going?
Or if she's
who
like,
am I?
I'm.
Do you like go through an existential crisis?
Yeah. Every time I have sex, I have to think about like where I am in my life.
He keeps a mirror like on his roof, on his ceiling, but not to be like arrogant. He's just very deep.
And on the mirror it says employee of the month.
Oh, no joke. I work at a crappy chain restaurant and they made me employee of the month and they only told me. It was like I was in a CIA.
Congratulations.
And keep everything clear.
Employee of the month, everyone!
I was really excited about working there in that I was making money and doing okay, better than how I was doing. And then I had this month where I was just, I don't know, I was doing okay for myself
you're
in terms of that.
You're just
and then one day, my manager calls to me from across the restaurant, hey, you know you got employee of the month, and I immediately thought, oh, free meal. But that's all. That was it.
You didn't get a gift certificate to Red Lobster?
And since then, I have been markedly less concerned with my job there. I act like an asshole and I go up to people while they're greeting their tables, my server buddies, and hand them notes that say shit like...
Are they over there?
Yeah, they are over there.
Your server buddies are
they're
there.
All over there.
Spoiler alert, everybody else was also secret employee of the month.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think. Dude,
morale builder.
Were any of you also secretly brought into a room and told that you were employee of the month as if, like, you were, like, maybe gonna, like, become the president?
Wait, so none of y'all got employee of the month?
You got $50 fucking?
What the fuck? They didn't give me anything! I'm right next to the speaker.
Sorry.
I picked a great chair.
$50? I felt like my boss actually took $50 from me.
Which is the button when it picks the put me in coach? Because I want to play that right now.
It's number 8.
Number 8?
It says 8 on it. Oh god, we actually have to wait for him to take.
Yeah, he's gonna do it.
Put me in coach! I'm ready to play!
Jesus Christ.
I know where this is going, right?
I know where this is going. All right, so I have an idea.
Okay.
I had an idea. I wanted to... I hope we do this again. I really enjoyed this.
Okay, who enjoyed this, for God's sake?
Don't ask them. God, see, that's exactly what happens when you ask them. Like, they just don't say anything. If you notice that the crowd has thinned. No,
If it makes you feel any better...
By show of uncomfortable silence, who here enjoyed the night?
Wow!
Damn it!
If it makes you feel any better, I would not be invited back. Is that true?
I can't wait to go to Waffle House and listen to this by myself.
On your date?
On my date.
A straw.
It's such a good day. You'll get 3 toasts.
So I hope we can do this again, and I want to start doing this every time that we do this, which is be like once a month.
Yeah, we're gonna
once
do
month.
This. We're gonna do this once a month.
It'll be fun. We'll get better comedians than Travis.
Oh, I wasn't on the list. All right, good. It's okay. I just quit tonight.
I think it's because we heckled you. I really do. I think it's because I left the mics on. Alan has a microphone, and he's like, "Oh, I need attention." We did.
I know. I'm gonna change it.
Yeah. Fuck.
We'll blame.
I'm the mysterious one. Sorry.
It was on you, my entire
So,
set.
So who remembers college?
Are you about to do stand-up stuff?
No! Yeah, like, this, like, the entire time with my ploy to get my new bits out.
All one setup.
Yeah. It was very complicated. No, when I was in college, I played a card game, a drinking game, called Ring of Fire. A lot of different names for it, but you have the cards in a circle, and then you pick the card, and then you have to, the card means a thing, and you drink according to that. So, I'll explain the rules. I swear you've probably played a version of this with a different name. But we're going to play that. Alan will be playing and drinking for himself. Travis will be playing and drinking for himself. Nick will be playing and has a surrogate drinker.
No, I don't. But I thought I had one.
Oh, you should pick one. I'll be drinking for myself.
Hey,
I got
my designated boys right here.
Yeah,
designated boys.
And then
pick
you as the audience will be playing as a single entity.
Why can't we just drink?
That's what I always say.
That's the that question to every drinking game. Like, losing is winning, right? You know.
Like, why don't we just fucking drink a drink?
Why don't we just drink and hang out? You know why we do, you know why? Because it's a game and you're a fucking asshole. That's what I'm doing it to piss you off, Dad.
So we'll play this game.
Wow.
And this got
that got a little too real just now.
Sorry.
No, Dad.
He's not my dad.
No, Dad.
He's just a fucking asshole, dude.
Yeah, this was the only guy that was laughing. Like,
yeah.
Be nice to him.
You gotta alienate your audience a little bit.
It's all the corn guy's
fault. Not the good one.
It really is the corn guy's fault. I'm glad that fucker left.
It is the corn guy. Ever since the corn guy, people just started talking.
That's the point, though, right?
Yeah,
yeah, but they're supposed to talk to us, not to each other.
The first word on the poster is talk.
It's true. I guess we fucked up. Well, anyway,
all right,
so,
let's play the game.
Yeah, we're going to play the game. Here's how it works. Each card has a rule with it. So it's like, two is for you. That means if you pick a card that says it's number two, you get to point to somebody, and they drink, right? Do we understand that?
Is this like Captain Dickhead?
It's Captain
Dickhead. That's what I
thought Captain it was. Dickhead! Oh.
That's the real name of it, Captain
I'm
Dickhead.
I'm sorry.
I've definitely
like
played Captain Dickhead.
Captain Dickhead. So we're going to do that.
We're going to play Captain Dickhead, and I could tell that everyone's really thrilled.
Yeah, everyone is so excited about
thrilled.
We have so many people paying attention.
There's a guy over there shaking his head.
I am so under pressure right now.
There's a guy
who's
like, I can't believe
I'm
fucking
doing this. I can get him excited.
Okay.
This marks the end of the show.
Yeah. Very good.
The sooner you guys get on board, the sooner
he
leave. That's true, isn't it?
It is true.
Yeah. I'm just trying to see what else
it got awkward. Yeah, fast.
You know, I enjoy awkward silences for whatever reason.
But not when they're recorded.
It's probably because you have two dads.
It's probably because I have two dads.
Recorded awkward silences, it's like, that's every Seth Rogen movie for the past 9 years. It's getting old. It's getting old.
I like Seth Rogen. And also, I like Evan's stand-up shots. So
Evan's stand-up shots are really good. Evan, why don't you stand up for a second? Look at him.
You guys were mean.
Yeah, you want to end the show for us?
You guys
no,
mean.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Nice
he does it because he's good at what he does. He doesn't need this bullshit.
That might be partially true.
Yes.
That is completely
funny because it's true.
That's completely true.
I'm going to take all my career advice from Evan now.
Okay, so...
So what should I do about this pink slip I got in the mail the other day? He didn't need
something
to answer.
Did you really get a pink slip?
It said that I'm pregnant.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, corn! Corn!
Corn!
Everybody take a shot.
Okay.
Corn
guy, you're going to do us a favor. Yes.
We managed to go that whole show.
Okay, what was the card?
What was the card? 10.
Ace
of spades.
What's the rule for 10?
I don't know.
Captain
waterfall, everybody
never,
drink.
Everybody
never
drink.
Have I ever.
We cannot waterfall an entire bar.
A strange man just drank your water. And now he is stealing my Sharpie.
I think he's going to
sniff
it.
He's not even going to stop.
And now he's polishing. He's
coloring his nails black.
I've never been heckled.
How much acid are you on, dude? And give me some after the show, because I really want some acid.
Do y'all
thanks, man.
Thanks, Corn.
Do y'all think Nicolas Cage is the best actor?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good night! Good night, everybody!
Good night!
Hallelujah!